Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield catches it and steps on first to double up Lump. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplau pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Larry Brown. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.